Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 8th, Monday. Today's topic, you jump, I jump. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day. All the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence and then pray. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba today. The four passages are Psalm 6, verses 1 to 3, Genesis chapter 18, verse 20 to chapter 19, verse 38, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to chapter 7, verse 14, Proverbs 2, verses 6 to 15. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before we leave my sharing. Now I'm going to read what I copied this morning. Psalm 6, verses 1 to 3. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 to 26, 32 to 33. And the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. The man turned away and went toward Sodom. But Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him and said, will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in a city? Verse 32. Then he said, may the Lord not to be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there? He answered, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home. Chapter 19, verse 1. The two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. Verse 26. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Verse 30. Lot and his two daughters left Zoar and settled in the mountains, for he was afraid to stay in Zoar. Verse 36. So both of Lot's daughters became pregnant by their father. The older daughter had a son, and she named him Moab. He is the father of the Moabites of today. The younger daughter also had a son, and she named him Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the Ammonites of today. Matthew chapter 7, verses 6 to 8, verses 13 to 14. Jesus says, "Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few finds it." Proverbs 2, verses 6 to 15. "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the cause of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair. Every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be present to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways." My listening. The message I got today from our Lord Jesus Christ is, you jump, I jump. Today we have two different kind of situation and consequences. Number one, jump into darkness, wickedness, and depression. We can see that even though the king of Sodom experienced how great God is and his knowing Abraham's power, his people and the people of Gomorrah jumped into the black hole of darkness and wickedness. We can see that Lot's wife jumped back to her own fond memories of the city of Sodom, ignoring God's death warning, and became a pillar of salt. Number two, jump with God into his light, his promise, his provision, and the narrow gate and narrow road. That's how today's psalm invites us to do, to ask for God's forgiveness, acknowledging of his anger and discipline so that we can be healed and our souls have peace. That's how we learn in today's Genesis of the intimate relationship of Abraham trying to challenge God's standard of righteousness to plead for the salvation of those wicked people in Sodom and Gomorrah. That's how today's Matthew and Proverbs invite us to jump not into darkness, wickedness, and depression, but to jump with the Lord to the narrow gate and narrow road and into God's preparations. Listen and obey is really very difficult, especially God challenges you to make a big jump. We sometimes tell our good friends that we trust them and we are willing to follow their lead, and we say, "You jump, I jump. This is what I receive today." Do you have that trustful relationship with Jesus that you really can say to Jesus when he invites you for a small jump, a medium jump, or a big jump, by saying, "You jump, I jump"? Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to have that total trust in you and that intimate daily relationship with you, that we are willing to jump with you into your challenges, standards, narrow gate, and narrow road. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, who do you have that trust to be willing to have a big job? Number two, how can you have the trust to have that big job? What is the consequence if you are not willing to have that big job, that challenge from Jesus? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.